real life.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the April 12th, 2021 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay?
Present.
Councilmember Klein?
Here.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Hales?
Here.
Councilmember Cusick?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Here.
Mayor Crowe?
Here. Thank you very much. During the study session, we had a brief discussion of the agenda, and the city manager asked us to continue to April 26th, item number H3. I would welcome a motion to that effect to amend the agenda.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it, and item H3 will be continued till April the 26th. Now a motion that the agenda be approved as amended.
So moved.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. I think it's moved by Mr. Clay, I believe.
Thank
those
you.
In favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you several sets of minutes. March 8th, 2021 study session. Motion that they be approved. Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the March 15th special meeting of the City Council. Motion that they be approved. Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Hales. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the March 22nd regular meeting minutes. Motion that they be approved. Motion by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. March 30th, 2021, special meeting of the City Council. Motion that they be approved. Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Let's see. Ms. Klein, do you have an appointment?
Yes, I would like to appoint John Roman to the Urban Forestry Commission.
Thank you. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. To all the citizens, thank you again for providing us with your citizen comments. The city clerk has forwarded all of those comments to members of council for our review. And again, we appreciate you making the best efforts that you can during this challenging time with communication. But again, thank you very much for providing those comments to us. You have before you now the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Roach.
Hello, Mayor and Council members. This first item up under the City Manager's report for the police station design concept video presentation. You had asked that the staff work with our consultants in preparing a fly-through of what a renovated annex police station might look like. And tonight we're going to present the work of Amy Gilbert and her team that demonstrates what the renovated annex could potentially look like. So, am I missing anything? Amy, I turn it over to you to say any comments that you have.
Well, and I might turn it over to Amanda because she worked really closely with our partners at HOK in creating this. So she probably knows more than me. So she'll introduce it better. But it was a fun opportunity to help envision and help you all see what could be at the annex building.
Thanks, Amy. It's important to recall that this is how we are envisioning it. There would definitely be additional design and feedback with departments as we move forward, but this starts to try to give a sense of really kind of the idealistic way that we've seen the annex and some of the opportunities that it presents. That's probably more than, you know, all the diagrams and things that we've shown so far. So I will have to give, you know, a lot of credit to Bob Schwartz and his team at HOK for pulling this together. Their graphics team and their animation team did a really fantastic job of, you know, filling in kind of the blanks from, you know, what we think to what we actually visualize. And so their interpretation of that is pretty great. So thanks, Bob. Is there anything you want to add to this?
I think we discovered that there were a lot of opportunities that we have yet to investigate, and flexibility as far as being able to figure out what space is best where. That, you know, there's flexibility on where we put the chief, and, you know, we took some opportunities with the location of the break room to try to centralize it. So I think it's best that we move through the video and we can discuss that further later.
Share my screen and everyone can see it. Is everyone able to see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first, where'd you get the music?
It sure is loud. I'm not really sure where we got that. It's running jumpy, I think, Amanda, on your computer. Or I don't know if it's about the video. It runs much smoother.
It was smooth on my end. It might be a factor of
it. Must be the video, man. I mean, the Zoom.
We could share the link, though, so that you're able to view it on your own computers without the jumpiness.
Right. I maybe we need to go through it again with the music off and maybe narrate what it is they're saying.
I mean, I guess, you know, I'm sure my colleagues will all have questions. It was sort of, in my mind, first off, of a very well-lit and open light building. But I'm trying to determine like where some of the workspaces would be, where someone who's just been detained would come in, where there would be a handoff and things like that. But I realize that just may not be a part of this particular video.
Right. We concentrated on the spaces that get a lot of natural light and are more open to instead of showing just some closed rooms someplace. So we didn't get into the actual, say, the locker rooms or evidence storage, or we didn't get into the intake at all. We tried to, you know, just hit the key areas that you would see, say, if you were looking at an architectural tour of the building. And actually, in this view right here, you see the two garage doors, which are actually existing, that makes up the vehicle sally port, where they would bring prisoners into the facility. So the idea is that no one sees them. You know, they might see them in a vehicle, but they would not actually see right. them outside of a vehicle.
Right.
So that's actually, so we've maintained those two vehicle bays that are existing. And then that kind of northwest corner of the building is the whole intake area, which is a number of holding cells with kind of the intake work area in the middle.
Yeah. And Bob, I'm happy for other members of council to ask questions. I simply, with the screen sharing, I would almost just ask my colleagues, if you have questions of our presenters, you may want to just let us know, you know, in some way start speaking and then try not to speak over each other, because I cannot see your faces while we're screen sharing, but I think the screen sharing is more important. So may I ask, if people have questions, would you like to start in any of you?
Council Member Clay with his hand up. I can see the screens of others.
But you want me to go ahead, Mayor?
Yes,
Clay. All right, thank you. So, and again, I guess this was not designed to show every nook and cranny of the building, but one of the things I have interest in is it relates to for lack of a better term, community rooms. We have in University City a popular Citizens Police Academy, which often meets at the department. And one of the tenets, so we have that program, and just one of the tenets of community-oriented policing is that meshing of police with the community. So in this concept, please talk about the space devoted for positive police community interaction.
Well, I can say in this entry zone, you know, we're using this, what we call the connector, that, you know, that building that's between the annex and City Hall as the new front door. And I don't have the plan up right now, but when we were doing our schematic planning from previous presentations, this connector affords the opportunity to create these shared conference spaces, these community rooms, things like that, that can allow. It also gave a kind of a shared break area for the complex.
I can show it if you want, Amanda. If I can share a screen.
You know, this area, while it leads you into the police entrance to the right, this is how we're conceiving of that kind of shared services one stop in this main entry, with shared security for all of those programs.
And back behind those windows, we actually have a large and a small conference room. Off that hallway that kind of leads to the entrance on the west parking lot, there are two conference rooms. And then we have upstairs that large briefing room, which would be an ideal place for that police academy. Up the steps, and that's the central right there. So that's the southeast corner of the building on the second floor. I think it's off where the firemen used to stay, and this was right now toilets, large toilet rooms.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is a very flexible space that would have, you know, video technology and whiteboards, so it'd be a perfect place for that type of those types of sessions.
Stacy, do you have a follow-up or?
No. Thank you.
Ms. Reese, does someone else have a question?
Yeah, I can't see the hands either, but Amanda can.
I thought someone could see the hands. I apologize.
Amanda can.
Amanda, does anyone else have a question?
I don't see any hands up. Councilmember Hales.
Thank you. Not really a question. Well, the one question I have is in the beginning of the video where you enter and you see the staircase, mm-hmm. Is that the existing staircase?
That is okay. An existing historic staircase. You can kind of see it this way as well. Yep.
And other than that, how much is staying that is there right now?
What,
the elevator core?
The elevator core stays. It gets a new elevator. And that historic stair stays. We are reopening up this clear story. This is an existing clear story that's been covered. So we are restoring that. But that stair is clad in marble or granite. It's pretty impressive. And so that does stay, but for the most part, kind of nothing else. As far as a historic core is considered necessarily, you know, sacred for keeping.
Sure.
We are adding, well, because the stair doesn't meet current egress requirements. Right. The stair's not considered the egress route, so we are adding two new compliant egress stairs into the building.
No, but I mean, it is considered historic, correct? So that's why we need to keep it.
Yeah.
And then my comment was, I this was actually what I was kind of hoping to see in terms of, I know the mayor mentioned the light. This building, having walked through it, was just a hodgepodge of renovations and changes and modifications. And the open concept and the use of glass in the interior for some of those walls, I just see this being a very bright space when I think if you've been through it, it's anything but bright right now. So thank you.
Right, so the main spaces that you saw was that lobby, and you know, there's some ways to do that lobby, which side we have the door, things like that, that might be different. But from the lobby, we go into this kind of police lobby where we have access to the counter for the police, and there's a glass separator on the side of the stair where you can, so we can separate it from a security standpoint. See this glass wall here. So to go through that, you would have to have like a card accessed for it. And this is the door into the police area. And the police can actually come enter from behind that stair off the west parking lot. So we're cutting off that entrance from the public, that the public won't park in that west lot anymore.
Oh, I do have one more question.
Yeah.
So the renderings, when you're looking at these windows and the exterior walls, is the thought to fur those in, insulate and drywall, or is it, I mean, right now there's a lot of exposed brick in places that's been uncovered. Are you that far along?
We haven't actually started design at all. So this is just a glimpse of some opportunities.
I can help answer that. We will have quite a bit of opportunity in this building because a lot of the original materials are gone. It likely was a finished space initially. And so having a finished space at the end is something we can certainly do. But if things are already exposed, we also have the opportunity to expose them. You don't have to put back anything that's been lost. So we've got, as they said earlier, a lot of flexibility once we get into design and start making these types of decisions.
And for this video, you know, we didn't put a lot of detail in those on these walls, you know, things like you'd see bases and more detail work of the materials.
Thank you.
Any other questions of our guests this evening? And Amanda, I'm looking at you to see if anybody's giving you a signal.
I'm scanning.
If not, then we appreciate your efforts and we'll look forward to our ongoing dialogue with you and your team. Mr. Rose, do you have anything you want to move on to Bob, Amy, and Amanda? Thank you for joining us this evening and thank you for providing us with the flyover. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Hey. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Honorable Mayor and council members, the next item is item H2. This item I'm recommending an allocation of funding from $13,000 from the general fund reserve and $12,000 from the RPA2 fund for the purpose of hiring an assistant city manager. This person is intended to focus on housing as well as development and the courts.
Okay, thank you very much. Prior to questions, can we put this on the floor, please? May we have a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion of the allocation of funding to hire an assistant city manager? Questions to be asked. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Yes, sir. Mr. Rose, I just wanted to find out, I'm not sure I understand this position and why it can't be placed under Cliff. I mean, I don't understand the role that this position has in reference to the relationship between our director and yourself and the role that this position will play.
Sure, Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. This individual will be a liaison to some of the development departments. They won't have a direct reporting relationship to those departments. For our courts, that's an exception where the court clerk will have a direct reporting relationship to this assistant city manager. But the intention is for this position to work with the task force initially, if that is appointed by the mayor and council to craft a housing program, and this person will also, once crafted, administer that housing program. As you know, we have roughly a little under $3 million that is been dedicated to the third ward for improvements there. Housing will be a part of it, but it won't be the only part. At least that's not the only part that I would recommend. I think that there are some other deficiencies that exist, especially as it relates to safety and infrastructure. And so a part of this person's responsibility will be to work with the departments to identify, you know, how do we address those gaps that exist within the third ward for that particular program. But overall, this individual will focus on a housing program for the entire city. So that's one aspect. They'll help me with development. As you know, we've got a number of projects that are some on the drawing board. One major project that is underway with the Novus development. I believe that they intend to move very quickly with developing all 50 acres. So we need to have an infrastructure in place that allows that to happen. I think this position will also free me up to work with our federal and state delegation more. As you may or may not be aware, earmarks are back. One of the things for earmarks, I think, is that the federal delegation will have more influence in the allocation of dollars to the state. And so we want to make sure that we have strong relationships with our delegation. The other area is dealing with our regional organizations. East-West Gateway, for example, I think all of those areas where we have the potential of deriving resources from, we need to have a greater effort in involvement with them. So those are a few of the things that that this position will assist with.
So, but you're saying that this role can't be, you know, I'm still not sure I understand the role in reference to relationship to Cliff and he being the director, and this position can't serve under that role or under that umbrella? I'm not sure I understand that.
Let me make sure you understand. Cliff Rowe is the planning and development director, but for the most part, he focused on planning. The development aspect of his role has more to do with code compliance because building inspections is up under him, as well as other environmental code inspection is up under him. Could it? Sure, it could go up under any department. Should it? I think that's a different, I would give you a different answer. I think it has to have a greater degree of autonomy. At some point, I may very well recommend that it go up under a department to you, but I don't think that time is now, especially not in the crafting of a citywide program.
Okay, so.
Ms. Klein.
So with everything going on right now, there's so much development and so much moving forward. Do you see this position as something that's more a temporary position or something that we'll need indefinitely?
That depends. I think initially, I certainly see it as something that we will need indefinitely because I believe that development, a good example is you will soon be brought before you a recommendation regarding Cunningham Industrial Park that we need to look at a way of expanding that park and how do we begin to recruit more businesses into that location? How do we work with other cities to potentially strengthen our own economic development program, but certainly strengthen the economic development program for the pool cities? So there are a number of projects that we just simply hadn't had an opportunity to get to. You may recall we had to reduce staff because of COVID, and it's only really because of the federal resources coupled with the fact that we see some improvement in our economy that I'm even bringing these positions to you. But we have to have an infrastructure in place, I think, in order to advance the your priorities and projects.
What other questions do you have of Mr. Rose? Hearing none. There's a motion before us to approve the allocation of funding to hire an assistant city manager for housing. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. We'll now move forward with H4.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, a proposal was presented to your Park and Recreation Commission that would result in the city being a sponsor of the Redbird Rookies program. I have Parks and Recreation Director Darren Dunkel here that will provide, that will present this item. Mr. Dunkel.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rose, Mayor Crow, members of the council. For the past about 4 years, the city has sponsored the Redbird Rookies program, which is a program that's sponsored through Cardinals Care. And it is a free program for all kids. They provide all the equipment, those sort of things. Basically, from a city standpoint, we handle all the use of fields, scheduling the games, recruitment of volunteer coaches, and those sort of things. Last year, this program was put on hold due to COVID, and the program didn't exist last year. This year, the Redbird Rookies program in whole through Cardinals Care has come back. We've had a request of residents who would like that program to get restarted. However, due to the fact of staffing required for that right now, we are not in the position as a Parks and Rec Department for us to move forward with it. However, we do have a couple of individuals who have volunteered that they would help city staff and that they would do the scheduling, do the recruitment of coaches and that sort of thing. This proposal went to the Parks Commission. It was supported unanimously to move forward. We feel this is something that we can support and move forward. It is on a timely basis, as they are. A lot of the other Redbird Rookie areas have already started their registrations. And so if we were going to offer this program, we'd need to start registrations right away.
Honorable Mayor and council members, I am recommending our in concurrence with the Parks and, Parks and Recreation Commission that the city become a sponsor of the Redbird Rookies program. One of their requests was that the city provide insurance. It's my understanding that we'll be able to do that as long as it falls up under the city's umbrella.
Is there a motion to approve the request for Redbird Rookies program?
So move.
Moved by Mr. Smothers and seconded by Mr. McMahon. I don't want to cut off discussion. Are there questions to be asked of either Mr. Rose or Mr. Dunkel? It seems to me like this is another great, Mr. Clay.
I simply want to thank the volunteers who have stepped up to administer this program. That's really tremendous, and it's a great benefit to our young people.
Hearing no questions, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? That was a little delayed. I think we got everybody as an aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to new business. Resolutions. Is there a motion to approve resolution number 2021? Dash five, condemning racism, discrimination, hate crimes against Asian Americans in our society.
So moved.
Mr. Smotherson, is there a second? Second, Ms. Klein. By the way, I am more than happy for us to take the time and opportunity to read this publicly, if you would like to do so. I'm trying to find it here very quickly in my packet, and I think just due to the fact that we've gone through so much lately, whereas there has been more than 3,000 reports of anti-Asian incidents throughout the United States exclusively from March 2020 to April 12, 2021, and whereas harassment and violence against Asian American persons, families, and communities have increased since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic due to inflammatory and racist rhetoric, and whereas the increased rates of anti-Asian hate crimes impact people of all ages and are often directed at the most defenseless populations, targeting the elderly and youth. And whereas combating racism requires active resistance at both the community organizing and legislative levels. And whereas high-powered assault rifles requiring a magazine have been used too often in heinous crimes that resulted in massive injury and death. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of University City, on behalf of all its residents, condemn hate crimes against Asian Americans and stand with our community members, and be it further resolved that the City Council of University City, on behalf of all its citizens, condemn all acts of racism, hate, and discrimination against all Asian Americans, and be it further resolved that the City Council of University City, on behalf of all its citizens, encourage our federal delegation to take action now to ban the sale of military-grade assault rifles to civilian and better regulate the sale of all guns in our country. adopted this 12th day of April, 2021. There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it. We'll now move forward with the bills. Bill number 9430. It's time for the, who would like to introduce? Mr. Hales. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance calling a bond election in the city of University City, Missouri.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to the next item on the agenda, which is council reports and business. Are there any reports from my from our colleagues regarding any of the commissions for which they serve? Hearing none. Oh, Mr. Clay.
Yes, sorry, I was pulling up my notes. I'll just quickly report out on the proceedings of the Green Practices Commission. A bulk of the meeting was consumed by a presentation by Renew STL. That is an organization that essentially, I think, establishes a buying cooperative, if that's the correct term. It allows for reduced cost purchases of solar panels, also provides for installation. It's my understanding that the city is in conversation with this organization about perhaps doing some work to bring that solar technology and efficiency to some of our buildings.
Great. Mr. Hales.
This one just occurred to me. It's not really a report, but more an observation. The Civil Service Board has a number of people turning out like right now. And I think we've all looked through our packets and there are not a great deal of applicants, but I just hope that someone can speak with the people who are being termed out to encourage them to stay on until we can find replacements.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Let's move forward into council comments. Any council comments this evening? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Because you didn't allow us to have a discussion about the resolution for the Asian community, that's okay. I'll just simply ask the question that and make the request of that we submit that resolution to the Asian Chamber of Commerce and also the Chinese newspaper, specifically the one in U City, and making sure that they have a copy of that resolution. And that's all I wanted to make make a statement on, sir. And that's basically it. And I thank the council and the mayor for approving that resolution. Thank you.
To my colleague, I apologize. Slap me on the wrist a little sooner. I'm more than happy to take corrective action. But I appreciate that, and I assume that the city manager or Ms. Reese will get that information out to the publications. Any other council comments? Mr. Hales.
Just one. I was looking for some previous meeting information, and I noticed that it was almost a year ago. It was April 16th that we did our first Zoom. And I know a lot went into it and a lot's gone into it to keep it going, and to the staff that organizes this for the plan commissions and everybody. I think it's really worked remarkably well, but I definitely look forward to being able to see everyone again, hopefully soon.
I concur completely. Any other comments? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales, I think, seconded by Mr. Smotherson, I believe. No, yes, okay, thank you. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Kusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The ayes have it. To all the public, we thank you very much for joining us this evening. to my colleagues. Unless I hear otherwise from you, we will immediately cease this meeting and start the executive session. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.